The president can expect a warm welcome from his friend, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who has returned to power in elections held in April and formed a new government a few weeks ago. Mr. Berlusconi is pushing for a bigger role in Western diplomatic efforts to convince Iran to suspend uranium enrichment. And President Bush is expected to make an equal appeal during their talks for a greater Italian commitment to Afghanistan. Mr. Bush began his day in Rome with a meeting with Italian entrepreneurs who were involved in an exchange and training program with companies in the United States. He praised the program and others like it, saying such exchanges promote greater understanding.
The best diplomacy for America, particularly among young folks, is to welcome you to our country. You get to see firsthand the truth about America.
After the roundtable discussion, the president headed off to a series of meetings with Italian leaders, culminating with a working dinner with the prime minister. Mr. Berlusconi and the president have, by all accounts, a close working relationship. The Italian leader is seen as a strong Bush ally. But President Bush remains highly unpopular here in Italy, mainly because of the Iraq War. When he arrived in Rome Wednesday afternoon, protesters were already gathering in the city, and thousands of extra police were on the streets. The demonstrators say they are protesting not only against the American president, but his allies in Rome as well.
Manifestiamo oggi in coerenza con la manifestazione che tenemmo esattamente un anno fa in occasione della visita precedente del presidente Bush.
This man says they are demonstrating against the government of the United States and what he calls its social, military, and environmental crimes around the world. He says the Italian government shares responsibility. But such sentiments are not universal, and many Romans seem more upset about the impact the protest and the increased security are having on their everyday lives. Many buses and trains have been rerouted during the president's visit, and commercial flights have been banned over Rome during his stay. By contrast, there was no sign of additional security measures during the president's earlier stops in Slovenia and Germany. There were no protests either. One German activist group said there was no need to stage any demonstrations because President Bush has so little time left in office. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Rome.